Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time to talk to our high school player of the week for week one. He is Eastside quarterback number one, Peyton Schrader, who on Friday night was 8 for 11, 180 yards, 5 touchdowns, 6 rushes, 57 yards, and a 2-point conversion. Peyton, I know you've had big games in your career, man, but where do you stack Friday night up at?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty high up there. It was a fun one. Offense was moving the ball like crazy, so that's always fun. It was a big confidence booster for a lot of our guys, which is much needed. But yeah, it's definitely stacked pretty high up there in terms of stats.
We're joined by Peyton Schrader again, the quarterback of the Eastside Eagles, 51-6 in week zero over Southside. Friday night, Peyton, 62-8, a big win over Carolina Academy. In your mind, man, a 2-0 start. You couldn't have asked for a better start if you're Coach Wilcock and you guys, obviously, a good start of the season. What do you think has gone into this start? Why are you guys 2-0?
It's a lot of focus and a lot of hard work in the off season, a lot of unseen work. All season we've been talking about not prepping and playing for these first couple games, but for playing in December. So that's been a big part of it, being ready and prepping every day for those December games, not these August and September games.
Sure.
So just being locked in all the time, every practice, every day. That's been a big part of it.
Peyton, what was it that you saw defensively out of the Carolina unit that allowed you to have so much success on Friday?
We had a good game plan going into it. We were going to air the ball out, which is always fun. but it was a lot of just like open shots that we were taking. Mm. And when you take those big shots, they work a lot of the time, especially when you have good receivers. And so, yeah, just letting it fly, being relaxed, seeing a lot of holes, and just rolling with the punches.
Joined by Eastside quarterback number one, Peyton Schrader. He was our week one high school player of the week on the Fan Upstate. He was 8 for 11, 180 yards, 5 touchdowns, 6 rushes, 57 yards, and a 2-point conversion. You talked about airing it out there. Do you ever have to be brought back down to earth, Peyton, in terms of you asking the coach to keep airing it out? Maybe get reminded that you do have a running back that wants the football too?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I bet my running back doesn't like me at times. I'll see something to play before and immediately yell to the sideline and go again.
Yeah.
Or yelling at them and they're like, no, you need to settle down. We need to run the ball a little bit, which they do a good job of keeping me in line.
Peyton, what are your plans? What are your goals after high school, man? I know you're a senior. What do you want to do?
I don't really know yet. I stay pretty busy all year round. I play baseball and I wrestle too. Hmm. So I still need to figure out what I'm going to do in terms of sports.
Sure.
But I've had some wrestling interest, some football interest, and some baseball interest. So we'll see.
That's awesome. You mentioned the three-sport athlete there. Which do you enjoy the most?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that one.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. I'm sure all three are different in each of their own aspects, right?
Oh, for sure. And it depends what season you ask me that question.
Yeah.
whatever season I'm in, that's going to be my most enjoyed.
Which one did you fall for first? I mean, Eastside, you know, quarterback, obviously, you're a three-sport athlete, talking about playing three sports in high school, man. That's almost a full-time job. At what age did you kind of fall in love with the first sport?
Genuinely, I don't know. I have three brothers, and we've all done that for as long as I can remember. It's kind of just our nature to be active all year and doing stuff and competing. I don't know. I've always loved baseball. Always love wrestling. Always love football.
I love it. Now, let me ask you this, Peyton, putting you on the spot here. You mentioned you have three brothers. Can you answer this one? Who's the best athlete of the four?
It's not me. I don't know if I can give you a straight answer, but it's not me.
I can tell you that. I like it. Now, are the other ones older, younger?
I have two older ones and then one younger one.
Okay. Awesome. Eastside football in 2025. Obviously, Coach Wilcox done a great job there building this program. Where do you feel like you can be?
We're going to play in December. That's our goal. 15 games or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's the goal. I think we have a really good squad this year, and I think everybody's bought in and locked in and ready to go most of the time. So I think we can go pretty far.
Do you feel like you guys, Peyton, have that underdog chip a little bit, just in terms of, man, you play in a super competitive region, maybe the toughest in the state?
Oh, for sure. I think we get slept on a lot. So coming out and putting up almost 80 points in these first two games, that's definitely a big step. But yeah, there's definitely that edge that we've had. And you can see it at practice every day. Everybody's competing. Everybody's playing like they have something to prove.
Sure.
And when you get that going, it's a dangerous team.
Peyton Schrader joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. How much freedom, Peyton, do you have as the signal caller when you get to the line of scrimmage? You mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you know, audibling out of a run to a pass. How much freedom does your offensive coordinator, do your coaching staff give you at the line of scrimmage?
I have a good bit. If I see something, I can always check out of it. And that's just a lot of trust that's been built between me and the offense coordinator. I've been with him since I was in seventh grade. There's a lot of trust there. I trust what he's going to call. He trusts what I'm going to call or check out of, or he's going to trust what I see there on the field. Because in the end, I am the captain of that offense. I control the offense. So whatever I see, that's what's got to go.
Yep.
And my OC does a great job of letting me control that and doing what I feel is best.
Peyton, at Blue Ridge next Friday, you guys want to bye this week, right?
Yes, sir.
What do you feel like you can do, you know, as a team that's 2-0 on a bye? I mean, goodness gracious, you ask, how can you get better? You won 51-6 and then 62-8. What has your staff told you that your staff still wants you guys to work on in this bye week?
Yeah, it's just staying excited to get better and compete. A lot of times with the bye week, I know on past teams that I've been on, we feel like the bye week is just a chance to rest and like settle down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been completely different this season. You can feel it at practice. You can see it. It's just high energy. You would think we have a game on Friday.
Yep.
You would think we have a big game on Friday. And that's how it should be. It is a time to rest and get healthy, but you also got to be ready and keep preparing for the next team.
Well, Peyton, you've been fantastic, not only on the field, but on the air as well. And for those listening in the upstate today, we appreciate you. And I hope our listeners can get out and see you sometime this season. Best of luck the rest of the way, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.